primary PCI is the gold standard strategy for acute ST elevation MI. But in real world scenario, pharmacoinvasive strategy with PCI within 3 to 24 hours after successful thrombolysis has been proven to be a viable alternative in absence of primary PCI. In resource poor countries, we often encounter patients who present to interventionists beyond 24 hours of thrombolysis. Our study aims to analyze safety and feasibility of this delayed pharmacoinvasive PCI approach in patients presenting 24 to 72 hours of thrombolysis. In this single center registry, we enrolled 337 patients of acute ST elevation MI and were categorized into two groups. First was routine pharmacoinvasive arm who presented within 3 to 24 hours of successful thrombolysis. And second group was delayed pharmacoinvasive arm who presented 24 to 72 hours of successful thrombolysis and underwent PCI to non-occluded infarct-related artery. Our study found no significant difference in primary endpoint at 30 days, which was major adverse cardiac and cerebrovascular events. Secondary endpoints of angina, dyspnea, and major bleeding also did not differ significantly. Our study affirms safety and feasibility of delayed pharmacoinvasive PCI in patients who present late 24 to 72 hours after successful thrombolysis.